Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, folks. Got a great show lined up for you this morning. Walt Leger in the 12 o'clock hour, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll get an outlook for tourism for 2023, what's coming our way. It's critical to our local economy here for sure. In the 11 o'clock hour, Michael Heck joins us. We got a number of issues that we'll talk about. And he brings with him in the second half of that hour, Shelby Mounts, as his guest, executive director of NextOp. He'll be on to discuss the workforce programming for military veterans. We were scheduled to have the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana, Jim Donlin, on this morning. The state legislature convenes again this morning. It's an appropriations bill, HB1, appropriating $45 million in additional funds to the Louisiana Department of Insurance. And as a result, the procedure there in the House is that they will meet this morning as a committee of the whole. That gives the opportunity for the House to suspend the rules to have other individuals other than House members to present, whether that be members from the governor's staff or other folks from the Department of Insurance, to include the insurance commissioner, Jim Donlin. So we totally understand why he had to pass again this morning. We've been trying to get him throughout the week, but we understand that things change, and this is a very important issue. So what it is today, in HB1, it's been filed as a supplemental appropriation for fiscal year 2022 through 2023 that runs July to June to the Department of Insurance. And this is to be used to award grants only to insurers licensed in Louisiana possess a minimum financial strength of AM, Best, B+, or Demotech financial stability rating of A. And non-admitted insurers that apply shall have a minimum financial strength rating of AM Best A. They're going through a lot of amendments to the bill that have been offered as well to make sure and ensure that individuals that, for example, that have previously filed for bankruptcy running some of these insurance companies cannot participate this time. What happens is they bankrupt these companies, they create new companies, and they come back into the market as another company with a group of investors. And that's kind of been the challenge that we've had here, is that I will refer to those as tier two, tier three insurance companies, not the tier ones that we think about, whether that be State Farm, Allstate, AIG, Chubb, Pure, Vault, and others. That exist out there that are kind of your tier one insurers, a number of whom are refusing to write new business in this market. And the best advice that I can give you is that if you are with one of these, stay with those, because a lot of them have made the decision they're not writing new business, but they're renewing old business. And if you're in that, you're good. It happened to me that I wasn't in that. I was with a company, AIG, great insurance company, one of the best insurance companies that I've worked with personally in a long, long time. They really took care of their business, never had a problem with the administration of a claim ever, appreciated the approach, but they decided to get out of the market. And as a result, we had to go back to the market, could not get a policy anywhere close to the terms and conditions of the policy that we had grown accustomed to and that we had crafted to our financial situation and where we are financially, and ultimately ended up with Citizens at greater than 100% of the premium. Now, folks would say, well, why did you do that? Why'd you craft it that way? Because I'm risk averse. I don't want to have the risk. At the point in time in my life, it's not worth taking on that risk. You get slammed and you could be financially ruined. And that's not the way that I want to enter the fourth quarter of my work life, for sure. And these are all considerations that people have to kind of put together in figuring out where they are actually going to be. The curiosity that I have about HB1 is how many of these Tier 1 companies will actually avail themselves of this incentive. My suspicion is that the answer is none. And what we do in order to get those companies back in is probably more important than anything else. So I hope through this process in the legislative session that's coming up in the spring that we encourage conversations to be had about structurally what makes this so difficult here in the state of Louisiana. Some states are having similar experiences, but others that also are within the path of hurricanes and tornadoes and others, not so much. Why is that? We really need to figure this out, because as escrows are exceeding principal and interest payments of a mortgage, that's when people are getting upside down. And the fear, as articulated by the commissioner, I don't think is one where he's crying wolf. I think it's real. I think a lot of people are going to, one, either intentionally underinsure themselves because they can't afford the adequate insurance. What will be interesting is the response of the banks when they do so, because they can't make these payments. Banks don't want to get involved in owning houses, right? That's going to be an interesting byproduct. Or they just turn the keys over because they can't afford the escrow. And in the market that we've been in thus far, where a lot of these areas still have appreciating property values, we're seeing increases in property taxes, part of your escrow, increasing homeowners insurance, part of the escrow, increasing flood insurance with risk rating 2.0. What this is the perfect storm to put many people who took advantage of low interest rates, extended themselves in buying bigger homes because they could, and now they're having to pay the piper as it relates to property taxes and homeowners insurance, a lot of which is based on square footage. So it's coming home to roost for many. And that's a real situation, a real problem, and it is a crisis. And the question really is, I think, and I believe a lot of the legislators are appropriately asking, what is this $45 million going to do? And how much of an impact, when the question was asked yesterday of the commissioner to the Department of Insurance and his chief of staff, how many companies have expressed an interest? I think they named 7, if not 8, maybe 9. But they're all small insurers. So the point I'm trying to make in the end is I'm curious, not unlike Mayor LaToya Cantrell's lack of exigency in addressing the crime problem and other issues here in the city of New Orleans, what is going to be the response of our elected officials relative to this insurance crisis? are we going to address it in a shock and awe environment whereby we begin to really dig down as to how, in the long term, this is a short-term solution. Short-term thinking gets you in nothing but trouble. You don't ever really get out of the problem in the situation. You're not addressing it. So how are we going to go about addressing this? Obviously, we can't in this special session. Obviously, it begs that this be resolved in the ordinary session that comes up in the spring. But will we? Will we talk about building codes? Will we talk about a number of things that minimize risk, minimize exposure for insurance companies so that we can think long term as to how this is going to be dealt with as opposed to just the frequency of storms? And then we respond and we try to play catch up. And in the short term, we financially ruin a whole lot of people because they can't take a 100% hit on homeowners insurance. Representative Tim Kerner from Lafitte indicated that his homeowners policy went from $6,000 to $18,000, three times the amount. People can't take that kind of hit. They can't take that escrow. So what is the response going to be? A lot of great questions asked. Talk is cheap. What actions will we take to make sure and ensure that we are able to keep our southeastern Louisiana economy and southwestern Louisiana economy alive and well? If we begin to experience out-migration north to areas north of the I-12 in order to get insurance rates that are appropriate or affordable, that doesn't do Jefferson Parish any good, doesn't do Plaquemine, St. Bernard, Orleans, St. Charles, any of these parishes. So if you're thinking that this is not really affecting you, and you're good, as they say, I'm good. Think again. Our voices need to be heard on this. We need a long-term solution. When we come back, 504-260-1870, I would love to hear from you. What has your experience been with your homeowner's insurance? Where are you from a premium perspective? What are your thoughts about staying or leaving? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Go to the talk lines. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to fill you in on a conversation that I had with Jim Donilon in his office about 5 or 6 years ago. I was working with a group called the East Coast Gulf Coast Coalition, And over in Alabama, they had passed a law called the Clarity Law, where the insurance companies had to post on the state website the amount of premiums they took in and the amount of payouts that they made by zip code. And they did it first in Alabama, and then Mississippi did it in Louisiana. We were able to get it passed here. I had gone up there and talked to Jim about it. I had to testify in front of the insurance subcommittees, and it finally got into law, got a picture taken with Bobby Jindal, and it was a law for a while. But during the course of that, the other thing this East Coast Gulf Coast Coalition was working on was the creation of an insurance zone that would start, that would go 70 feet inland from the coast, from the tip of Texas, all the way past Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, down to the tip of Florida, and then all the way up the coast of New York. And at the time we were working on this, it was shortly after or during that time, a Sandy hit up there in New York. So all of a sudden, East Coast had some skin in the game too. So we actually had there was a commissioner, an insurance commissioner of Texas, a former commissioner, who was vetting this idea. We actually employed some actuaries who ran the numbers on it. Everybody said it had some feasibility. When I went up there and talked to Jim about it, you know, he cut me off in mid-sentence and said, it'll never work because you'll never get insurance commissioners in all those states to work across state lines. And I said, well, that's kind of why I'm here, because you're an insurance commissioner. You could call those people and get it going. Well, didn't get anywhere with him, but a couple years later, we actually had a meeting in Metairie. It was put together by Wade Ragus, the economics guy, and he and I put this together in Metairie, and we had insurance commissioners or people from their office there from virtually every state. New York, New Jersey was there, Alabama, Georgia, Florida was there, Texas was there, and I believe Jim Donlin sent somebody from his office. But it was in Metairie. You'd have thought Jim would have showed up. But the question I would like to ask Jim, and I can never get to see him anymore, is how is doing the same thing over and over again working for us here? You know, at what point are you going to look outside the box? And this wasn't some harebrained idea. This was actually vetted by actuaries. We've got to do something different, you know, than just hope hurricanes don't hit. And that thing had a good following. I kind of lost track of it because, you know, I work 60, 70 hours a week. I just don't have time to deal with all that. But I let them all the water.
Are you in the insurance business?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
I felt like I was after that Clarity Law got passed because I had to dive into it, you know, with the people in Alabama and really, you know, and like I said, I had to testify in front of the insurance subcommittee up here against a representative from, I believe it was State Farm. You know, they were fighting it. They didn't want to have to put all that information on the website. So there was kind of a pushback, but they ended up finding it in our favor and they made it a law.
And are they reporting that now? Is there a website that's being reported on?
You know what? It had to be renewed after 5 years, and I believe that 5 year was up about a couple years ago. And if I was home, I would have looked on the website to see if they renewed it, and it's still up there. But it was up there for 5 years. You could go up there, you could pull up Jefferson Parish, and you could see how much the insurance companies paid out versus what they took in. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they renewed it, you know. I just don't know.
All righty, Mike, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate the information.
All right, thank you.
So one of the questions that I think needs to be answered, and again, I'd like to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. There were some questions asked of the insurance commissioner and committee yesterday. And they were talking about the appropriate amount of risk to reinsure in the secondary market by these insurance companies. And it turns out that a number of the insurance companies went belly up because they weren't laying off enough of their risk in the secondary market. And that's a primary obligation of the insurance commissioner's office. And in testimony, he said that Jim Donlin that he failed, that they weren't keeping track of the appropriate amount, that they, the model stress test that they use for the insurer's book of business was not being monitored at, proactively to make sure that these companies were keeping adequate secondary market coverage, otherwise known as reinsurance. And that's really important because these companies are moderately capitalized. And, you know, when you're talking about these unfunded accrued liabilities that they have and whether or not they're properly capitalized, it's really important that we stay on top of this. Now, we can pass every law known to man, but if we're not doing what we're charged to do and we're not aggressive and we're not all over it, none of this is going to work. None of it. You know, it's kind of like that individual that goes out there and buys that 10-20-10 policy, needs to have it because that's what the law says, and then cancels it before the 6 months is over because something financially extraordinary happens in their life and they just decide they're going to go uninsured. Nothing's going to happen to them unless they get stopped by the police. They're not making a lot of traffic stops any longer, so they'll just play the numbers game. Well, that's exactly what these tier 2, tier 3 insurance companies do. If they're not able to pull out enough money and profits to their investors and alike, they start cutting costs. And one of the costs that they cut was reinsurance because they're actually purchasing insurance. And they take the risk. And they're covered by LIGA and a whole lot of other provisions now that all of us now are with Citizens. And they go on their happy way. That can't happen anymore. That should not happen. And it ought to be monitored on a monthly basis. There ought to be reports generated that their threshold should never fall below whatever that threshold amount is ever. Because that protects you, it protects me, it protects everyone, and it's all about longevity. Having companies come in for a year or 2 years, and we got 14 here or 14 there, and then they leave, that doesn't do Louisianians any good. There's no stability there. We need to create stability. We need to figure out how to market ourselves. I've been saying for a long time that we should not allow these companies to sell policies over a threshold amount in any zip code area. Because if there's a catastrophic experience there, they have too much exposure. What we ought to be doing is figuring out a way to guarantee that they can be in every zip code and spread their risk for the benefit of the citizens of the state of Louisiana. We need to really be thinking out of the box here, folks. Because when we compare our premiums, happened to be talking to someone I know in Alabama. I was in Alabama a couple of weeks ago. They live literally a mile from Mobile Bay. Similarly sized home, similarly priced home. Their policy, similarly situated to mine. I'm paying $20,000, they're paying $3,600. Something's not right here. We have insurance companies that are saying that they're not writing in Jefferson Parish because we're too close to Lake Pontchartrain. Well, hell, everybody's close to Lake Pontchartrain. I'm curious whether people are saying over there, it doesn't seem like it is, that they're too close to Mobile Bay, an arm of the sea of the Gulf of Mexico, and much closer than we are geographically of the Lake Pontchartrain to the Gulf of Mexico. Why is there a difference? Well, I understand the land's a little higher up there, but that's flood. That's not wind. It's not hail. I can see the distinction from the flood perspective, but I don't see it from the wind perspective. So why is it? What is it that's going on that we're not talking about? Obviously, we know the obvious, the frequency of the storms and otherwise. But if that's the case, then let's spread the risk. Let's create market districts that can only write up to a certain percentage of the market in that district, but we share the risk across the state. And it's a great idea, as Mike pointed out. Why not do this multi-state? Why not get all of the Gulf states to figure out how to do this? We're all facing the same situation. And then that's not even to mention the horror stories that we have. And I have a number of friends that are still negotiating with their insurance companies over the damages to their home as a result of Ida. And are still living in a trailer. There's just something fundamentally wrong with that. This is not rocket science, and it's not like there's an argument as to whether or not the storm created this damage or not. And if the storm knocks down one brick wall of a brick veneer house, and that brick is no longer made, why are we arguing over whether or not they're going to re-brick the entire house? These are the crazy things that are going on that are just making it difficult. And if we do not resolve these issues, the out-migration is going to be greater than the in-migration, and we will die as a community. In fact, I'm going to have Ton Trun on Thursday. We're going to be talking about census numbers on a new podcast that he's getting ready to drop on Thursday. And it's going to be interesting, and I can't wait to hear from him and to listen to the podcast, because it's going to be interesting to see where these numbers are and why. It's just another objective indicator of where we stand as an economy, a community, and in the long term where we're going to be. Because all of us that own homes, probably the largest investment we'll ever make, the equity in your home is your retirement, and people are watching it disappear right before their eyes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about homeowners insurance today in Louisiana. Obviously, HB1 makes its way through the House. And at some point, I think either today or tomorrow, it'll make its way to the Senate, which is a supplemental appropriation of $45 million to the Department of Insurance in order to create the Insure Louisiana Incentive Program. And so we've been talking about where people find themselves in this debacle that we'll call the homeowners insurance debacle here in the state of Louisiana. Let's go to Jay on line one. Jay, welcome to the show. Jay? Okay, let's go to Tim on line two. Tim, you there?
Hey, Newell. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to your show for years. I'm a local. I'm a 23-year-old, 23-year agent in the business. I've been in the business professionally for a long time. Was here through Hurricane Katrina, now Ida, and I'm hearing a lot of talk. And you asked a question about what's being missed. What's being missed is everywhere you drive around in the state and you look at a billboard, what do you see? You see attorney after attorney after attorney after attorney, not only saying, hey, call us when you get in a fender bender and we'll get you money, but the same thing is happening on the property side. So I think you and I would both agree as consumers that if you go through a hurricane and you should get paid 20, 30, 40, 50 grand, whatever the number is, to get you back to even is the fair thing. But what if I tell you that the same situation here in the state, if you call a public adjuster or you call an attorney to file suit against your insurance company, that same consumer can wind up getting paid 2 to 3 times the amount? That's one problem in the state, right? It's a huge problem, and it's not being talked about, tort reform. Huge. One of the other problems is the commissioner of insurance, who I am not a fan of, he should be representing guys like me in the business, and he's doing a terrible job of it. I was smart enough to know over the last 15, 16 years, when he incentivized these small regional mom-and-pop companies to come into the state to do business, that they weren't going to make it. I did not write a single one of my clients with them because I knew, number one, they didn't have enough capital. Number two, they probably didn't have enough reinsurance on the books to withstand the loss. So Ida happens. 11 of them are now insolvent, bankrupt, and cost the state. The commissioner himself said, and on average, the big ones that left and went insolvent left the state with around $100 million of unpaid claims. So he's going to take and ask for $45 million to do the same thing again? It's not going to work. It's proven. He says his plan worked in the past. It has not worked. And so until the state addresses the suit issues and the public adjuster issues, Florida's dealing with the same issue. I saw an article just the other day that over the past 15 years, the amount of insurance claims that were paid out from insurance companies in the billions of dollars, 8% went to consumers. The rest went to public adjuster fees, attorneys and settlements. So you tell me, it's not being talked about. It's a huge problem in our state, not just on homeowners, auto insurance too.
Well, let's just focus on homeowners for a second. In my view, and I want to hear your perspective of this. Mm-hmm. When I'm presented with policies and I've got a company that I've never heard of before, and they tell me this is the coverage, this is the premium rate, as opposed to going to Citizens and paying maybe $2,000 or $3,000 more a year in premium, but getting probably 40% more coverage, not having caps on a roof, not having caps on this or that or otherwise, inside the policy. I'm risk averse. I took the Citizens policy.
Sure.
And because I just don't want to take that kind of hit. That's my concern right now, is that the policies that these companies are going to write are not going to be to the same level of the policies that they had grown accustomed to. They're going to have to accept less because we have this goal of getting people off of Citizens, but that may not be the best decision for these folks.
I agree with you 100%.
And I don't know that part of the problem is not only with the people in your industry, some, as like in any others, some are honest, some aren't. They're looking for the premium. You know, they're looking for the commission on the premium. And then, you know, we have some of these same companies that come in. They're playing these adjuster games. The reason public adjusters have grown in popularity is because the adjusters that are coming out, some of them, you know, they're obviously there on behalf of the insurance company, not to really objectively assess the amount of damage that has occurred to your home. Fortunately, I've not had that experience. And, you know, but I've been with some of the most reputable insurance companies out there. And it's not by accident, right? And I'm just asking, what's your experience?
So first off, in regards to Citizens, the fact that your policy is with them, I do a ton of business with Citizens, and I'm not here to, you know, to sell on that fact.
I understand.
I can tell you that the insurance commissioner should be praising Citizens instead of saying, "Hey, we need to get as many people out of there as we can," because guess what? They paid claims. They paid. They had roof replacement costs. They weren't depreciating roofs from Ida. And your point being that the fact that a Citizens policy may be better than what some of these other companies are putting out there is absolutely true. You know, the premium thing is a hard deal. I pay premiums too, and you know, no different than you, right? But I'll remind everybody that when Katrina happened 17 years ago, what did premiums do? They doubled. They went up 100%. Mm-hmm. But my point and the reason why I'm calling is what if insurance companies, and look, insurance companies are not without sin, right?
Right.
If you have a company that's treating you bad in your claim and you feel like they're trying to shortchange you, then sure, absolutely. You might need to go a different level. But when you have law firms in Texas filing 1,600 lawsuits in a day, because they're trying to hit a deadline, something is wrong.
Yeah. Tim, we're going to have to cut it off. I apologize. We got to get to the break. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate the information provided. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back, folks. When we come back after the top of the news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll get an update as it relates to the New Orleans Coalition, the Washington Mardi Gras visit, as well as talking about this insurance fix from his perspective. We'll also visit with a special guest, Shelby Mounts, Executive Director of NextStop. He'll talk about NextStop's workforce programming for military veterans. And in the 12 o'clock hour, Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, will join us, and we'll talk about the 2023 outlook for tourism. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Got some great topics coming your way. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.